Hello, and welcome to The Sequin Playbill, the podcast shining a spotlight on theater life and drag culture, brought to you by Raven S. Claw. This episode, we cover the history of Stratford Theater, and we take a look at their upcoming 2023 season. Hello, and welcome to the Sequin Playbill. I'm your host, Raven S. Claw, and this week we are looking at the history of one of Canada's, one of Canada's top famous theater companies, world renowned. It is Stratford Theater. It is North America's largest repertoire theater company. And so, and I described this last time I talked about Shaw Festival. So repertoire theater is basically a theater company that hires a set cast of actors, and then the cast basically gets moved around and switched around and cast in different shows, but it's the set cast for the entire company, and the cast performs in multiple shows throughout the roster of the season. Stratford is located in, obviously Stratford Festival is located in Stratford, Ontario, Canada, and yeah, they are North America's largest classical repertory theater company. So each season they present a dozen or more productions in four distinct venues. They produce classics, contemporary dramas, musicals, with an emphasis on plays of Shakespeare. So differentiating them from Shaw is their focus is on Shakespeare, while Shaw's is obviously about George Bernard Shaw's style, the era that he was a living through and whatnot, and stuff that just basically kind of sits in that mandate. So, with Shaw Festival, it was started by a gentleman named Tom Patterson, who basically wanted to bring a festival of Shakespearean theater to Stratford to help the economy when the railway industry pulled out in the 1950s. In early 1952, Tom received a grant to go to New York to speak with Laurence Olivier for some artistic advice on this, but ended up never actually meeting Laurence. But Dora Moore connected Tom with Tyrone Guthrie, who was intrigued enough to actually get involved and ended up becoming the very first artistic director he could have been considered. Stratford Fest was incorporated officially on Halloween in 1952. So the first stage was constructed from concrete, and the stage and auditorium were under this giant canvas tent. The first season opened July 13th, 1953, marking a new chapter in Canadian theater. The season's initial four-week run was actually extended to six due to its critical acclaim. In 1957, the season then had a dedication to the new festival theater with an opening night of Hamlet starring Christopher Plummer as Hamlet. Stratford began renting the disused Avon Theater in 56 and purchased it in 63. A major remodeling in 2002 then created a completely new facade and lobby for it. In 2002, a fourth venue was added, the Studio Theater. It was created in what had been the Avon Theater Scene Shop. The studio contains a smaller, modified version of the Festival Theater's thrust stage with balcony and seating for like about 260 patrons. In 2022, they officially opened the latest venue from they opened their newest theater, the Tom Patterson Theater. So after many months of anticipation following the 2018 groundbreaking, My note, that doesn't make sense. After many months of anticipation following the groundbreaking 2018 launch of the Tom Patterson Theater. Oh, right, yeah, it was stalled because of the pandemic. Right, everything got screwed up because of that pandemic. Yeah. But yeah, pandemic put an end to their 2020 and 2021 seasons. So, it's located at 111 Lakeside Drive. This intimate 600-seat theater... they say intimate, but it's 600 seats. Like, I would say more closer to, like, 250 seats would be more intimate, but damn. 600-seat theater is an homage to the design of the original Patterson, with its thrust stage and angled seating. It's also one of the only... It is also only one part of the 77,000-square-foot complex. The larger space includes a rehearsal hall, the forum presentation area, and lobbies and lounges. So, with the updates and everything, boasting state-of-the-art technical systems and equipment, the theater is a space in which the festival and artists from across Canada can imagine and create works of art. The magnificent building is a showstopper unto itself, and is surrounded by perennial gardens that further enhance its glorious settings. So, the theaters, they have four different locations. They have the Avon, the Tom Patterson, the Festival, and the Studio. So, the shows that they usually do in the studio are slightly shorter run shows. Some of the shows that they have going on only last a little under a month, compared to some of their others, which go like from the very, very early summer, late spring, up until like close to Halloween. So the ones at Studio are very much pop it in, do some shows and whatnot, and then take it back out. I would imagine that's probably more for some of the experimental things that they're wanting to try out, but they don't want to invest too much in case it flops, which it's Stratford. I wouldn't imagine much of their stuff flops. But yes. So with their upcoming season, the 2023 season, they put out a bit of, not like a thesis, but sort of like a mandate of what this season is specifically going to be covering. So with the 2023 season, it has been a cliche of the COVID era that we are living in unprecedented times. But in fact, little in human experience is without precedent. While history never repeats itself exactly, it does present us with endless variations on reoccurring themes. Since the dawn of drama, artists have explored those themes on stage. New plays examine who and where we are at this particular time. The classics remind us that we've been here before, that our present experience is part of a larger pattern that can be wonderful or profoundly disturbing. While spanning different centuries, the works on our 2023 playbill all seem to reflect in some way the mood of the moment. In particular, they examine an age-old tension highlighted anew by the challenges of the pandemic era, which is the tension between duty and desire. And I think that is a very common kind of thought or theme with lots and lots of events that have been going on, even pre-pandemic, like the innate urge or want to do one thing, but then the socially viewed acceptable actions. So there's, like, the thing that you want to do, but then because you're in public or because of the public eye, it's almost like your duty to do the opposite. And it's very, I'm not going to say that it's thought-provoking, but it does make you think. And it does make you sort of look back on some of your decisions and the things that you've done or didn't do, and make you wonder, did you do those things out of desire, or did you do it out of duty, like social responsibility and saving face? And I think that's a really, really good concept for a season and a set list of shows to put on that kind of follow that. So the shows that they have coming up, I'll start with the festival theater shows first. So the first show at the festival theater will be the musical Rent. It runs April 8th to October 28th, and I mean, it Rent in itself is very much within theme of the tension between duty and desire. I mean, the landlord kind of characters doing his duty and his job because it's his job, while there's the desire to just let these people live, especially in a housing crisis, and like try and like the desire to not want to evict, the desire to not evict them, but the duty to evict them. So I think Rent is absolutely bang on, spot on, perfect for that concept. The next festival theater show that they're doing, going to Shakespearean classical, is King Lear. It runs April 24th to October 29th. The next festival show is going to be Les Belles Sœurs. At least I think that's how you pronounce it. I speak French, I swear. It runs August 8th to October 28th. And that's it for the festival. Oh, nope, one more. And so they also are running Much Ado About Nothing from May 29th to October 27th. Then, let's look at the Tom Patterson Theater shows. So, the shows that are running at the Tom Patterson Theater, the first one is Grand Magic, running May 6th to September 29th. And then, Richard II, and it's running May 23rd to September 28th. So that one's it's kind of short, but not really. May, June, July, August, September. So yeah, a little over 4 months for Richard II. And then they are also doing the Wedding Band. That runs June 20th to October 1st, so that one's much shorter. And that was, yeah, so that's the Tom Patterson Theater shows. The next theater, the Avon Theater, they are doing the musical Monty Python's Spamalot. And it's running April 19th to October 28th. I have an interesting view about Spamalot. I mean, it's mostly just because I can't understand or get behind the comedy with Monty Python and whatnot. It's just not my cup of tea. Monty Python has a very unique perspective and quirkiness and view of comedy, so Spamalot's not really on my radar just because it's not my thing. But the production itself is always hilarious. The costuming and sets and the ridiculousness of the songs. It is entertaining. I find it entertaining for the ridiculousness. other people actually find it like genuinely funny and whatnot. I just don't understand it, but that's just me. But yeah, so Spamalot is running April 19th to October 28th, Avon Theater. Another show that I'm actually more interested in than Monty Python at the Avon Theater is A Wrinkle in Time. And I'm pretty sure it's A Wrinkle in Time. It's the same production of the movie that Disney released with Oprah Winfrey in it. With like the space travel and time manipulation and all that. Yeah, so A Wrinkle in Time is running May 18th to October 29th. Avon Theater, here we are. So then we move to an interesting adaptation. It's written, or maybe it was directed and written, by Morris Panych. I can't remember. He's a really popular Canadian playwright and director. I read his plays, Girl in the Goldfish Bowl, Seven Stories, and New Canadian Kid. I love New Canadian Kid. I've mentioned it in one of my past episodes. But yeah, so Interpretation of Frankenstein, and it's called Frankenstein Revived. And it's happening at the Avon Theater and running August 6th to October 28th. But yeah, so that is it for the Avon Theater. And the last, let me think, I went through the festival, went through the Tom Patterson, went through the Avon. So now we're going to look at the studio theater shows. So the ones that are running at the studio are Casey and Diana, and that is running May 23rd to June 17th. They're doing Women of the Fur Trade, and that is July 8th to July 30th, so one of the really, really short runs happening. Casey and Diana, that one's a short one too. It's less than a month. Women in the Fur Trade is less than a month, and the last two, yes, the last two, Love's Labor's Lost is running August 23rd to October 1st. That one's a bit longer. That one is, that one's a little over a month run, and that one, yeah, is August 23rd to October 1st, Love's Labor's Lost. And then the last one running in the studio theater, very short run, is Goblin Macbeth. And that is running October 12th to October 28th. So that's 16 days. October 12th to 28th. Yeah, that's 16 days. That's the shortest, I think. But it's one of their Forum special productions, so that's more understandable. But yes, Stratford Festival, Canada, in Ontario, in Stratford. Absolutely go and see some of their productions. Their theaters are stunning. The Tom Patterson one, I looked up some interviews and some behind the scenes about their tech and their stage and some of their automation and whatnot, and it's a beautiful space. It is absolutely lovely, and I unfortunately still have yet to actually go see anything at Stratford, but hopefully I can find some time this season to go see something. I'm a little busy right now with work at Shaw, but I definitely would love to go see potentially maybe Rent. I definitely would want to give A Wrinkle in Time a shot. Frankenstein Revived is kind of up my alley, especially for Morris directing. And then Goblin Macbeth, their Forum special. I enjoy Macbeth, but the adding goblin it intrigues me. I don't know what to expect with that, so I would have to go and give that one a shot. But definitely, if you're in the Stratford area, or if you're in Ontario and you're willing to make the drive, go to Stratford and see a show, I say go and do it. Stratford is a world-renowned theater company, largest repertoire in North America, and probably on my list of theaters that is a goal for me in my professional career to work at. I have a few theaters that are on my dream list to design sets or costumes for, and Stratford is definitely on my top five theaters that I would love to do. Shaw is definitely number one. Currently there, I'm getting very much closer and closer to be able to design for Shaw. Stratford's on that list. I would love to do something at Mervish, one of the Mervish spaces. Potentially something at Canadian Stage in Toronto. Maybe Soul Pepper, Tarragon, Factory, Crow's Nest, maybe Bluma Appel. Yeah, primarily Toronto venues, just because that's all I'm familiar with for right now. But, I mean, if there's ever an opportunity for me to get out of Ontario, I don't think I would think twice about, like, taking it, not taking it. So, yes, Stratford Festival. This episode has been brought to you in part by my exhausted brain and my delusional babbling. If you want to actually look deeper into Stratford and whatnot, and kind of look deeper into their mandate and everything, definitely check out their website, StratfordFestival.com or Stratford.com. I think it's StratfordFestival.com. So go and look it up. You can Google it. It's easy to find. And yeah, go and watch theater. Broaden your horizons. I will never not encourage someone to go see theater. And this is not one of those times where I wouldn't. So please go explore. This episode, much shorter than some of my others, but I'm exhausted. It's been a long week, but I hope you guys enjoy. I hope you guys go and take a gander over at Stratford. Shaw as well. But definitely go and look at Stratford. Take a look at their season. Buy some tickets. Hey, Stratford, if you want to sponsor me, I would not say no. But yes, that is all from me this episode. I'm your hostess, Raveness Claw, and that's Curtain.